part of the show is brought to you by the 5-Day Forecast. A little secret. It's a total and complete work of fiction.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
I discovered salt and created FM radio.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
Good morning.
Let's go. Let's get up.
Get up! Get up!
I set my alarm for this.
Come! We have a show to do!
Is this every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
Smart. Talented.
I'm very talented.
And very humble.
All right, yeah, enough of the jibber-jabber.
Enough of the jibber-jabber.
Let the show begin.
It's showtime.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I have to learn, like, new controls and stuff. Or a new configuration of the way I'm doing things. Because we're actually attempting to do things a little differently here in studio, and that's because, well, you know, the system that we use, the video system that we use, I always thought it was because our internet was just not the best.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, we upgraded our internet to just this blazing fast internet, and we told you about that on the show like last week. So, and apart from one little glitch that prevented us from doing a show on Friday, the internet was just fine.
And I will say, the internet was just fine.
Okay? It was wonderful.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. So, but we kept experiencing some just minor technical glitches, I guess. It's the only way I can describe it. Just some minor technical glitches.
I hope it wasn't buffering.
It was buffering.
Because sometimes, usually I'm not annoyed by it. There are some times when buffering I just really hate it.
It was buffering, and it was, you know, had that little icon up on the screen that was indicating that, you know, we didn't have enough bandwidth. And I ran a speed test, and we had all the bandwidth in the world.
Yeah.
So I spent about a half hour attempting to troubleshoot this thing with the folks from the video company that we use.
Mm-hmm.
And
HBO?
Yeah. And so, no, it was Max.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, you know, we went through it and went through it and went through it, and we ran a bunch of other tests, and my butt really hurts. But then, lo and behold, you know, I thought, we had you know, come to, you know, a point where we made it work, and yeah.
I'm really glad I missed the day those tests happened.
Yeah. So I thought that we had it all worked out and we had it figured out, and that's fine. And then they said, well, don't have all these different tabs open. I said, don't have all these different tabs open. Not that tab.
Yeah.
On the one machine that you're using for video, have all the other stuff on a different machine.
Yeah. Good advice.
Okay. But I mean, I need a monitor right in front of me so that I can read things like this article. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The roads would be a much safer place if you were driving all the vehicles.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think everybody agrees with
that.
So
do I. So do I. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, we've got our top list that's coming up. Top things bad drivers say. that's all on the way. But I need that. But actually, what I need is I need two screens in front of me. Okay, I need screen one, which would just be the video playback.
Okay,
the live video, so that I can switch things and, you know, move things around and add elements to it and all that. That's one thing that I need. But then the other thing that I need is a screen, again, right in front of me that I can read stuff. You know, read articles and things and you know, go to this and that and whatever.
Yeah.
I think we just need a beefier computer at this point to run the video. I think that might solve things and maybe a couple better cameras. So I've got that. I've had that in my what do they call it? The cart? I've had that in my cart for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, I actually shopped for everything that we needed, and I put it in my cart, and we buy all of our video gear at B&H Photo and Video.
Yeah.
This is not a commercial for B&H. I wish they would be a sponsor, and I would advertise for them in exchange for gear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. 100%, that'd be an excellent trade.
100%. I would just take gear. You know, each and every month from B&H Photo and Video in New York. It's your electronic superstore. not a commercial.
Not a commercial.
Not a commercial. But when we were up there, when Scott and I were up in New York for the NAB convention, we were literally like a couple blocks away. The Javits Center is very, very close. That's where the convention was. And the Javits Center was very, very close to B&H Photo and Video. And I needed a piece of gear for the mic'd up pop-up happy hours that we're doing on Thursdays. And so we just walked over to B&H and you know, met with a rep, and he helped us pick it out. And boom. I mean, we had everything that we needed.
Yeah.
And I brought it home with me. But I digress. So, you know, we can order things online and they'll ship it next day because all of my purchases reach a certain cap. There's not one piece of broadcast equipment that would not reach the cap. So,
yeah.
So, but anyway, I digress. And so I got all the gear that I want, and it's in my cart. I don't even have it on my wish list. I just have it in my cart. Okay. I think, you know, we're slowly making upgrades, and we make upgrades every month. But I think that this one would be a really important upgrade to make. Anywho, I digress.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday to you. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hey. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get smart with five random facts.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get dumb with your stupid criminals in the news.
Balance things out.
Yeah, but we've got a good news story for you as well, and we'll share that. We got news, and we got not headline news, and your top list, as I mentioned before. So that is that's all on the way. How have you been this week?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, I'm moist because it was a nice, refreshing rain. Because I walked down from Church Street and I was like, well, this is kind of nice. It's like walking through one of those misters at the amusement park.
Okay.
I mean, it really was. It was kind of refreshing. So I was like, oh, you know, this is kind of cool. I don't mind. I don't mind a little bit of rain.
Mm-mm.
I really
I'm glad don't. You put your clothes back on before you got in the studio.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, the police might be downstairs looking for me, but
who
knows?
I'll let him in.
Yeah, thanks. So that and so much more is on the program. You know where to find us. If you're listening and watching us right now, that's your preferred method of listening or watching. But I'm gonna fill you in on other ways that you can listen to us and share our broadcast as well. If you are listening to our live broadcast on radio434.com, we thank you. You can also listen on the Alexa device.
Hello!
To our live show and our feature channel. All you have to do is enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
So easy.
I mean, yeah, it's...
Hello!
You can also you can listen to our podcast. And what we do is we do the live show between like 8 and 11-ish, somewhere around there. And we do the live show. And then we repack all the show segments into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and...
anatomically correct.
Absolutely. So you can find that on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music. You can find it on the Alexa. Just by simply saying, this is even easier, you say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will.
Simple.
Yeah. And then you can also watch the show segments. Not the whole show, but each individual segment. You can watch that on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. So yep. Like us long time. You will, you'll thank yourself repeatedly.
You will.
If you watch us, listen to us, you can get us any team you want, any time you want, 24/7, 365. You know, we encourage you to do that. And then
we're not closed on Christmas.
Well, yeah, we are.
But yes. The show isn't.
Well, the best ofs and the repeats and the podcast are available anytime.
Yeah, I'm saying it's
the live show does not exist.
No,
on Christmas. Actually, the week between Christmas and New Year's, we're off. We're out of here. Yeah. I'm at my country home in Scotland, so we're just out.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this. I was thinking about vacations. Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking about I have finally gotten to the point, and just barely, by the way. But I have finally gotten to the point where I do not have to work between Christmas and New Year's. Okay?
Okay.
Finally got there. That's something that I've strived to do my entire career, my entire adult life, is to not have to work between Christmas and New Year's.
Hmm.
Okay? And I've also strived...
Straven?
Well, whatever. Whatever the word is, I have strived to at least have 2 weeks of summer vacation. Okay? And maybe not at the same time. Maybe take, you know, 1 week here, 1 week, you know, later in the season.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't always happen because, you know, between mine and Tab schedules, you know, it doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
Now we're typically really, really busy during the spring and summer months and into the fall with events and festivals and all kinds of stuff. We're even going to get busier. Man, oh man, April is hugely busy. But then I was thinking, okay, the first week of April, not so much. Okay. And I thought, well, why don't we just take spring break off?
Hmm.
Why don't we take this week when all the kids are out? Because a lot of our guests, a lot of our recurring, you know, folks,
yeah.
A lot of our clients, they're off. They're off for spring break.
Okay.
And I have small children or one small child. And you know, we're always kind of trying to figure out, well, what the heck are we going to do?
Yeah.
With these kids, you know, for spring break. So, so that might be something that I work into things for next year.
Yeah.
That would put us at working 4 or 5 weeks out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, just about. Yeah. And that's a lot, really.
It really is.
I mean, you know,
really
we need to cut back.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. So I'll keep you abreast of the situation.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad we're doing the spring break thing next year because
yeah.
My bikini body is not where it needs to be
well,
for spring break.
No, you just wait. It's the Mike Show. It's the, what is this, hump day?
Yep.
Spend it with someone you like. Coming up, we've got that top list. And then we've got that question for you. You know, the how's my driving? Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The roads would be a much safer place if you, meaning me, and or you, whoever's doing this
generic
statement.
You.
Yeah, if you were driving all of the vehicles, okay? So we'll talk about that. That's all coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Sentra Health.
This is a care team at Sentra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Sentra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Why is everyone who drives a BMW such an a-hole? Every time someone honks at a stoplight or takes up two spots at the store, sure enough, it's a damn 325i. I don't get it. I mean, do they make you show a douchebag license at the dealership? Why, it's enough to make me want to get rid of my Beamer. But then, what would I use to run over hobos?
Oh, my. It's the Thank you, Morgan. The Mike Show.
I love the music in the background.
It's the Wednesday edition of the program. And so the question that I posed at the beginning of the show, or the top of the show.
Yep.
Do you agree or disagree with this statement? And it reminds me, it harkens back to our conversation walking in this morning when we were out on the sidewalk.
Yes.
And the Jag that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
The Jag. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The roads would be a much safer place if you were driving all the vehicles. Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody agrees with this.
All right. I agree as well.
Yeah.
So, in a new survey, well, almost everyone, 80% of drivers rate their own driving as very good or excellent.
Okay.
80% in their automobile.
Automobiles?
Yes. That's a lot.
But only 14% of people would give the same grade to other passenger cars, and only 25% would say the same about commercial vehicles. All right?
Okay, yeah, I see that.
So, are we actually calling that how's my driving number to offer our assessment?
I never have.
Or are we just cursing them under our breath?
I don't do it under my breath.
Do you roll down the window and shake a fist?
No.
No?
Not quite.
Not quite.
Maybe in 10 years I will.
Okay. Anyway, one of the biggest problems seems to be distracted drivers. A whopping 90% of people say that it's dangerous to hold a phone in your hand while you're driving.
Yeah.
Or hold other things in your hand while you're driving. And, by the way, whether you're using it to talk, text, or navigate. So this is what we recommend. Okay? Get yourself a brand new Honda from CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Yeah.
Okay? It's got either the Apple CarPlay or the Android Auto.
Yep.
Okay. And it pairs directly onto your screen right there on the dashboard. And so all your navigation and all that is right at the tip of your fingers safely. And you can even use voice prompts.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that is what you do.
Yeah.
So do do. 89% of people say they support laws to prohibit drivers from holding their phones while they're driving. Here's, you know what? I want to go off on a rant just for a second. May I?
I mean,
okay.
I'm gonna
do it anyway.
Okay.
Okay. I was I driving or was I walking? Either way, it wouldn't matter. I came up. Okay, if that's ninth, it would have been eighth. Okay, eighth runs between Maine and Church, right there at the Virginia.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, I don't remember if I was driving and sitting at the intersection, or if I was walking and getting ready to cross. But either way, there was this person. I was on foot.
Anyway, you saw it.
Anyway. So, no, but there's a point. There's a point to me being on foot.
Okay.
All right. So, I'm standing at the corner there, and this lady drove right through the intersection. There's a four-way or three-way stop.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay. And a lady just drove straight through. And I looked at her, and she's driving her car doing this. Okay? She literally drove through the stop sign like this.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, had I been in my automobile, and it was my turn to go, I would have just pulled out, and she would have T-boned me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when,
or God forbid, you would have been walking.
Yeah. Or God forbid, I would have been walking, or taking the dogs out, or walking with my children.
Yeah.
Okay. Assuming that she was going to stop at the stop sign, which you probably shouldn't do, right?
No, I mean, not anymore.
No, because people are idiots, all right? And she just blew through. Now, I guess she looked up to see the line of cars at the intersection at 9th Street, and so she stopped, okay? I'm walking down Church Street to get to my house, so I'm walking in the same direction. I literally walked fast enough to catch up to her. Okay, because there were like three or four cars that all went through the intersection.
Yeah.
Okay, had to stop, look both ways, go through the intersection. And I walk up there, and she's still staring at her damn phone. What in the what? Is it seriously going to take for you to run someone over? Or is it seriously going to take for you to T-bone someone?
Probably.
To stop dicking around on your phone while you're driving, you know? And it isn't like she had one of those, you know, self-driving autonomous cars. It isn't like she may have had, I doubt it, but she may have had some of the safety features, like, you know, are in the new Hondas, that it's the driver sensing system.
Yeah.
and it senses when a vehicle is there. But,
Was she driving a BMW?
No, she was not very close. It was actually a Toyota SUV.
Okay.
Not the biggest one. So
Big enough to do damage.
Oh yeah, definitely big enough to do damage. So anyway, and it wasn't. I don't think it was new enough that it had all the sensing stuff on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she would have killed me.
Okay. Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what a lot of people are going to need to happen to.
Oh, but
wake up.
It's really sad, and it's really stupid that you can't use your text to talk or talk to text feature.
Yeah.
That you just talk into your phone. That you can't pair your damn phone to your screen. In the go get a new Honda. And you'll be much safer.
Yep.
Okay, and I'll be much safer, too, if you're an idiot driver.
Yep.
But go spend your money at CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the story.
And that was a commercial.
No, it wasn't. 89% of people say they support laws to prohibit drivers from holding their phones while driving. I am 100%
yep
for that. 26 states and the District of Columbia have hands-free laws in place. 8 more have limited rules. 16 states have no laws prohibiting handheld cell phone use. That said,
but 40, Virginia is one of them, right? I believe we're hands-free.
Are we hands-free?
I think so.
Okay. 49 states plus D.C. ban text messaging for all drivers. So that I know that we have banned text messaging, texting, yes, while driving. The only state that's still cool with drivers texting is Montana. Montana doesn't have any restrictions on phone use, even for school bus drivers or teens. Anyway, but phones aren't the only distraction. 43% of drivers admit they've eaten while driving. Well, yeah, I mean that. 34% said they've taken work calls. 15% admit to reading emails while driving. I will talk, and I'll put it on speaker, and I'll talk.
Yeah.
But I won't sit there and hold my phone. Another 15% say they've done their makeup while behind the wheel. Rob. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list.
So I just wanted a fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact.
Back when MythBusters was on.
Yeah.
They did a test that showed that driving while you're actually talking to someone, you're just as distracted as if you were legally drunk.
Really?
Yeah, if you had
just talking to somebody.
Blood alcohol level, yeah.
Just talking?
Yep, just being on the phone while you're driving.
Okay, well, what about talking to the person in the car?
No, being on the phone.
Okay, all right, so being on the phone. Well, anyway, 80% of us think we're good drivers. Are you one of them?
I think, yeah. I mean, I drive for a living. I think so.
Trust us, Ricky Bobby. You're not.
Okay.
Especially if you've ever uttered anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top things a bad driver say.
All right. Let's have it.
Here we go. Number one. Top things bad drivers say. Oh, hell. Was that a red light camera? top things bad drivers say. Is there a problem, Ossifer? Top things bad drivers say. As long as the guy in the crosswalk is still breathing, I'm legally allowed to drive off, right? Top things bad drivers say. Once your face gets used to it, airbags don't hurt anymore. it's our top list today. Top things bad drivers say. Damn, who knew a Hyundai could hit 120? Top things bad drivers say. I don't get it. Sully Sullenberger crashes in the water and gets a movie. All I get is a DUI. top things bad drivers say. What does yield mean?
Yeah, okay.
It means don't submit. Okay? It says yield. Don't submit. I hate people that come to a complete stop when it's a yield, when it's a merge point, But the other side of it is, and I'm talking to you on 460 as I'm trying to merge on, and you won't move over.
Yeah, just move over. Unless there's a car next to you, move.
Over. Move over. Okay? So I can merge.
Yeah.
On to 460.
Yep.
You. I'm talking to you. All right. Top things bad drivers say. If God wanted us to drive with our hands, he wouldn't have given us knees. Top things bad drivers say. The problem with automatic car washes is they never clean all the blood off the grill. top things bad drivers say. 4 hours behind the wheel is boring. Thank God I can text. And top things bad drivers say. Hello, I'm Tiger Woods.
Oh.
The mic joke.
Okay.
It's, what is today? Today's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we've got your news, and we've got not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
This is not headline news. Two cases of bird flu have been discovered in the U.S. Health officials are warning people to use mouthwash after making out with a bird. IKEA has started making new U.S. stores smaller. Now making a full trip through the showroom will only take 2 hours instead of three. Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock spent the day at a cosmetic surgery retreat in Connecticut. And so far, that's 2024's whitest sentence. And a new poll shows Americans are increasingly unhappy. Though to be fair, the poll was conducted by people exiting the new Ghostbusters movie. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. I'm so darned happy you could join us right here, right now. We've got the new downtown tower cam position. It's looking at the river.
Kind of a gloomy one today.
Yeah, a little gloomy. A little damp, a little moist out there.
Fortunately, you're a freaking ray of sunshine.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I'm a freaking ray of sunshine. And don't you forget it.
Nope.
Here, let's get rid of that screen. Yeah, and
throw that out.
This.
Pick the other one.
So. I hate whistling. It's one of those things that when somebody, like, is in public,
yeah,
just walking around whistling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just want to punch those people.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it is just like, or snapping their fingers. Okay.
Yeah.
Or cracking their knuckles.
Yeah.
Whistling doesn't come up in conversation. Ow! God, stop it! I can't. That just oogies me out. Okay, it's that. That's more the oogie factor than just the you know, you see red.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's walking around whistling. And it doesn't come up in conversation that often, but when it does, it's always people talking about whether or not they can, or whether or not they hate it.
Yeah.
Can you whistle?
Just barely. I mean, I'm not good at it.
I am not good at it either. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just jealous. Who knows?
Yeah, but why?
Why?
Why would you be good at it?
Why walk around whistling?
Like, why would you want to?
Exactly.
Of all the skills you could develop, why whistling?
Yeah. Anyway, a new poll asked people, just people, about their ability to whistle. 13% said they're an above average whistler. 40% of people say they're average at it. 26% said they're bad at it. 18% said they can't whistle at all. I would say I'm probably bad at it in the 26%.
Yeah.
Men are much more likely to say they're excellent whistlers. 18% of men said they're above average compared to just 9% of women. On the flip side, 11% of men admit they can't whistle compared to 24% of women. But what about humming? Sorry. People were also asked about their abilities to wink and snap their fingers. Men are more likely than women to boast about their ability to do both. Can you do the Mr. Spock thing where he raises his eyebrow?
No. And right. I can't do the finger thing either.
What, the live
yeah.
long,
yeah.
live long and prosper? But here, look. You did it.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I can wink. All right. But
can you do it without moving your head?
No.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's your news.
Yeah, that's your news.
Yeah. Google.
News you can use right here.
The Google is deleting all your incognito searches. Yeah, they've been tracking those, by the way. If you thought that if you go into incognito mode,
mm-hmm.
and that means nobody can keep track of it, I got news for you.
Yeah. Why would you even think that?
Yeah. And
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, please do.
Oh.
If you're with your husband right now, pay close attention to the look on his face when I say this next part. Google just agreed to delete all the data they've been collecting from people's incognito searches in Chrome. Most people assumed when they searched something incognito, usually porn, that it was confidential. But all it really adds up to is not added to your computer search history. That's it.
Yeah.
A lawsuit filed in 2020 accused Google of misrepresenting the type of data it collects from those searches. The lawsuit was settled late last year, but the details just came out in the court filing this week. They agreed to delete billions of data records from people's private browsing sessions.
Jeez.
The plaintiffs wanted $5 billion in damages, too. But that didn't happen. Google is updating its disclosure forms and allowing people to block third-party cookies in incognito mode for the next 5 years. They also won't track how often you switch to incognito from now on. All right. So with that, I was gonna play this during Audio Vault, but we'll just play it now. Here, listen.
Google will destroy the browsing history of anyone who used the incognito mode in Chrome. Nothing to worry about. We won't be selling any of your personal information to a third party.
Did you say party? I found a party warehouse near you. Would you like me to call them?
We at Google promise all your private information is safe.
I found several companies where you can buy a safe. There's National Lock and Safe, 14 miles away on Westridge Road.
This message brought to you by Google, Apple, and Amazon. Taking away your civil liberties, one private internet search and product at a time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If you actually think that, you know, being on the computer or even being on your own personal device, that nobody is tracking every darn thing.
I mean, of course they are.
You're looking at, thinking about, even things you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think they have to ask your permission to use your device's microphone?
Yeah.
Okay. Any keyword, anything that ticks up, you know, and it's not people. People aren't on the other end of this listening. It's all AI. You know, it's all the device itself is listening for keywords of stuff. And like we were talking about, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, I go on every device now and CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is popping up on every device. But that, in my opinion, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, for CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Because they're a sponsor.
Maybe not for all the things you're talking about, though.
No. I mean, not all the things,
yeah.
You know, because other things, you know, we talked about porn. And, well, anyway.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we didn't, but we mentioned that people that go in incognito mode, it's usually searching for that kind of
stuff. Yeah, we wouldn't talk about that.
No, no, we're not talking about that. Yeah, no, not at all.
Some people do, but we don't.
Wow. Are you feeling lucky?
Not really.
Okay. Go play Powerball.
Okay.
You might feel unlucky after you don't hit the Powerball again tonight, but count your blessings. At least your luck isn't this bad. Two people in Muncie, Indiana were rushed to the hospital on Monday after they got hit by an airplane. They were on a walking path near an airport when a single-engine plane fell out of the sky. One of them was seriously hurt, and so was the pilot. Last we heard, everyone survived. Even the deputy chief of police called it a bad day. In a not-so-funny twist, it happened on April Fool's Day. Meanwhile, in Florida, a Florida man, a guy in Naples named Alejandro Otero, is trying to get NASA to cover the damages after a piece of trash from the space station hit his house. Well, at least that's what people think it is anyway. All right, here, let me show this up on our screen.
Whoa.
Yeah. Here, share screen. Debris. Here we go. All right, look at that. Looky there.
What is that? What is that?
I don't know. A piece of frozen poop? I have no idea. I have no clue what it is, but let's speculate. Or let's read on. It happened last month at 2:34 p.m. on March the 8th. A 2-pound object crashed through his roof, came through the ceiling, and blew a hole in his wood floor. He wasn't there, but his son was. A security camera recorded the sound. We have the video, but I'm not going to go into that. But anyway, 2:34 p.m. would make sense because U.S. Space Command tracked a piece of debris from the International Space Station re-entering Earth's atmosphere over the Gulf of Mexico 5 minutes earlier at 2:29 p.m.
Okay.
The object they tracked was a bunch of depleted batteries that were supposed to be sent back years ago in a controlled descent. They missed their ride home, after a series of delays, so NASA jettisoned the batteries in 2021 and basically hoped they wouldn't hit anything when they fell. Alejandro is still waiting to hear back from NASA on the subject.
Yeah.
They say engineers at Kennedy Space Center will analyze the object as soon as possible to figure out what it is. Okay, so we already got the story.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna analyze the object.
Yep.
As soon as possible.
He's not getting anything.
Nothing.
Nope.
Not a thing. All right.
Maybe get one of those NASA patches ironed onto his denim jacket.
Yeah.
I'm an astronaut now.
An astronaut?
Yeah.
Coming up, we are going to get really, really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals.
Yeah.
This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. Fly LYA.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg,
tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde, each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Redora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Baseball is headed back to the Hill City this summer, and it's time for you to get ready. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Wednesday, April 5th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. for our free Fan Fest. This year, the team will practice in front of the fans and sign autographs for those in attendance. In addition, we'll have vendors, the Kids Fun Zone, tours of the skyboxes and seating areas, and games for all ages. Coming out to this free event at Bank of the James Stadium on Wednesday, April 5th, as we ring in the new season with Fan Fest.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be.
Yes, we don't care.
We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. And I don't really care.
Not like Google.
No.
We're not tracking you.
Not like Google. Or are we?
All the time. I mean, yeah. Sometimes.
Anyway. But if you say any of these five random facts back, wherever you happen to go or whatever you're Googling, somebody in the room or your device itself, maybe even Alexa, might say,
wow.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Did I tell you the story of my Alexa device? How evil she is?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, I walked into my kitchen where the Alexa device is, and she snickered. There's nobody else in the house, and I walked into the kitchen, and my back was to the Alexa device. I was opening the refrigerator, and I heard right behind me. And I turned around, and the little blue light disappeared. It was on, and it disappeared.
Okay.
So, Alexa is evil!
Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it? All right, here we go. Number one. The fountains of Wayne. No, the fountains at the Mall of America in Minneapolis. Isn't that like the biggest mall in the world?
Yep.
Okay. The fountains collect about 25,000 in coins each year.
Wow.
It's really cool. Let's get musica. Here we go. Number two. The first thing someone invented that could break the sound barrier. Did you read that?
No.
Okay. What do you think it was? First thing invented that could break the sound barrier.
Break the sound barrier.
Yeah. Break the sound barrier.
It had to be a plane, right? Or maybe a car.
Is that your final answer?
Like a rocket motorcycle or something.
Rocket motorcycle.
I don't know.
All right. Is that your final answer?
Sure.
All right. It is... Well, your answer is wrong. It was the whip. That snap it makes is literally the tip of the whip breaking the sound barrier. That's a little sonic boom.
Huh.
Huh.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. It's not hitting anything, but you're hearing the... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It's breaking the sound barrier. The tiny little tip of the whip.
That's bizarre. Okay.
And tip of the whip is going to be another fake band name.
Tip of the whip.
Tip of the whip. All right. Japan.
Hello.
Also attacked Hong Kong on...
Hello.
Hi. On the same day, they attacked Pearl Harbor just 4 hours later. Aggressive buggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Egypt is the... This is number four. Egypt is the most rectangular country in the world. The United States is the 169th most rectangular.
I didn't know this was a competition.
Yeah. The least rectangular country is the Maldives. It's a nation of islands in the Indian Ocean. And then number five, this is wow-worthy. Johnny Carson liked being alone so much. How much did... Come on. Okay, take two.
How cold was it?
Number five. Johnny Carson liked being alone so much.
How much did he like being alone?
That his $81 million home in Malibu, California only had one bedroom. So he never had to host guests.
Jeez,
that's
okay.
Wow worthy.
Wow.
And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. Check Lynchburg first.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, America's second most favorite food-shaped automobile. You know, the Planters Nutmobile. It's a great big giant peanut-shaped vehicle, not to be confused with the Wienermobile, you know, the Oscar Mayer one. Well, not only would you get to travel the country in the Nutmobile, they're looking for drivers, but you'd also be a Planters ambassador. Here's a clip from their social media post looking to recruit drivers.
Kraken, I'm Tanya, and for the past year, I've been traveling the country with my two coworkers and now friends in a giant peanut. We're in a new city every week, and if you're looking for your next nutty adventure, then listen up, because we're hiring our next class of peanutters. But there's more to this job than meets the eye. You'll be participating in media interviews, planning and attending some really cool events across the country, and even managing our social media channels. If you think you're the next perfect peanutter, head over to beapeanutter.com to submit your application before April 14th.
All right. Several Americans, eight of them, were stranded on an African island when their cruise ship left without them.
It said it left without them.
Yeah. They were apparently late getting back to the ship while they were on some kind of a private tour. Here's Jay Campbell talking about being stranded and trying to get back to the ship.
Back, pick us up, safely load us, and then go on the way. They had no port of call for the next day. They were simply going to be at sea.
Wow. Let's see. J-Lo quietly renamed her tour from This Is Me Now to This Is Me Live. The Greatest Hits. It was probably due to weak ticket sales since you recently canceled 7 tour stops. Here's the original quick ad.
Global superstar Jennifer Lopez. This is Me Now, the tour. Live across North America in 2024. Get tickets Friday, February 23rd at LiveNation.com.
All right, so here is the new ad for her tour.
Global superstar Jennifer Lopez.
This is me live, the greatest hits.
Live across North America in 2024. Get tickets.
There are a lot available. I mean, a lot. Really close to the stage. She ain't Beyonce.
Nope.
She ain't Madonna.
Nope.
She ain't Taylor Swift.
Nope.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yep.
On sale now.
Yeah. Feels like it was maybe produced in a hurry. I don't know. Joe Flaherty. Oh, my God. I did not hear about this. Joe Flaherty. Actor, comedian. He was probably, you may have known him from a TV show back in the 70s and 80s called SCTV. He died Monday. He was 82 years old. He also appeared in several popular comedy films. He was the heckler in Happy Gilmore. He heckled Adam Sandler's character. Here, listen.
Hey, Gilmore, you suck. Why don't you shut the hell up?
Whoa, the club went further than the ball.
He is the Western Union man who delivers the message in the rain to Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future 2. He was also a border guard in Stripes with Bill Murray and SCTV cast member John Candy. And I best know him from SCTV as Count Floyd. So, Joe Flaherty. Man, oh man. That makes me sad. What is this? He also played dad to Linda Gardinelli in John Francis Daly and John Francis Daly on the critically acclaimed TV show Freaks and Geeks. Even though his role was more dramatic than his usual, there were family dinner scenes where Joe would let some comedy lines out here.
Daddy, I skipped Latin.
Oh, well, I can understand why you wouldn't want to learn about that. It's only the building block of our language. I had a friend that used to smoke. You know what he's doing now? He's dead. There was a girl in our school. She had premarital sex. You know what she did on graduation day? Died of an overdose. Heroin.
Dad, are any of your friends alive?
The smart ones.
Let's see. The guys in Rush, the band, were such big fans of SCTV that they used Joe Flaherty doing his Count Floyd character to introduce one of their concert tour songs. Here's a clip from 1984 as they go into the song The Weapon.
Count Floyd here, and I'm here tonight to introduce a very special song to you. It's a scary song, one of the scariest I've ever heard. Even the title scares me. It's called The Weapon. And I'm telling you, you can't enjoy this song unless you've got your 3D glasses. That's right. Because if you don't have your 3D glasses, you'll only be seeing this thing in 1/2D. So be sure you put them on. Otherwise, you can't enjoy those scary effects. They'll rip right out at you, believe me. And the music. Oh, listen to that synthesizer. And sing those drums. Oh, ooh, look at that guy dancing. He's scary too. Ooh. Why don't you just put on your 3D glasses now and get ready to have the head scared right off of your legs or wherever you wear them. The Weapon.
That's Count Floyd, everybody, played by Joe Flaherty. Man, oh man, I'm bummed. You might also recall that Geddy Lee from Rush was featured on the Bob and Doug McKenzie song, Take Off. Well, that was also from SCTV. Let's do this. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. As we marvel right now at the physical abilities of college and pro baseball players, or basketball players, rather, accomplishments on the court. Here's comedian John Mulaney on how he just isn't gifted at the sport.
My body is bad at sports. My brain is good at sports. Like, my brain understands how a human being could, like, dribble down a basketball court and then make a layup, right? But then it has to outsource the job to my weird and feminine limbs. And so when I play basketball, it looks like I just bought my body and, like, I don't know how it works yet. But I played basketball. I played basketball for 5 years, and I was a bench warmer all 5 years. The humiliation, putting on a pair of breakaway pants and never having a reason to break them away. Then they're just pants. And at the end of the 5 years, we had this big, like, sports award ceremony where the woman, she got up there and she said, "Programs like the boys' basketball program are so important because the alternative for young men could be using drugs or alcohol."
Wow.
And that was the first time that I ever heard that there was an alternative to basketball.
Wow.
And so I became the best at that.
Yep, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got the good news. We'll share that with you as well. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. You could get away with this, I guess, if you're Yosemite Sam in a Looney Tunes scene. Maybe not in real life. A 26-year-old man named Craig Miller is facing more than a dozen charges after he randomly fired multiple shots in the air in the streets of downtown Nashville. It happened early Monday. A witness said Craig was at an intersection waving a firearm around and shooting off rounds in different directions. The police showed up, asked Craig what was going on. Initially, he denied shooting the gun, but he later admitted that he just divorced his wife and fired 8 rounds as a celebration for regaining his freedom. But Craig wasn't just happy. It sounds like he was high at the time. And the gun turned out to be stolen. And he kicked an officer in the stomach while being taken into custody and threatened to kill him. Sounds like his ex is a real winner. Anyway. Or maybe she really is. There is good news in the world. And we have this one. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Still a little bit more stupidity. One more stupid story to go. A gardener in Houston went after a guy who tried to steal equipment from his truck on Saturday and attacked him with a weed whacker. Somebody's security camera got it on video. The thief was a passenger in a car. He fell out onto the street when the car swerved because the gardener threw his weed whacker at it. Then the gardener picked it back up and started swinging at the guy. I think we have the audio from the video here.
Stay on the floor.
Okay, so he got away, but police tracked him down at a hospital and arrested him. Now, there is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A dog named Hero lived up to his name last week in Canada. His 61-year-old owner was injured and stuck lying in a muddy ditch for 2 days, but Hero stayed with him the whole time, kept him warm, and fought off coyotes. Here's Constable Austin Wiersink talking about the rescue.
After I whistled, I heard a loud scream for help, so I was a little taken back with where this may have came from. So I whistled again, and the shriek came again and said, "Help, I'm down here." He was behind this very, 5-foot tall bush of just grass and weeds and kind of laying on his back, and he was unable to get up. He was quite cold. He was shivering. For a dog to be in this situation and act the way it did and alert us and other people, if it can speak, just to say thanks so much and how much we appreciate what it did.
Okay, there you go. That is the good news. He's a whistler. All right, let's do this. This portion of the broadcast, especially the good news, is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out the United Way 5K on the runway coming up April 27th.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/5K. /events/5K, or you can just look for the banner. It's on their website and social media.
Why did we get a lyric video in there? I don't want a lyric video. Yeah, regular musica.
All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?